Upon the arrival of refugees from South Sudan pouring in Bidibidi camp in hundreds every day, the population of this once remote area increased drastically within months, making it one of the most populated areas of Uganda. Sudden increase in the population, however, meant resources were disappearing at an alarming rate, and in just months, conflicts between the newcomers and their hosts began. They were fighting over the only remaining limited resources, with each side demanding their share of trees, grass, water, plus land for farming whenever they thought was fit. The volatile situation way back in 2016, 2017, and partly in 2018 between the two communities attracted the attention of many NGOs, CBOs, and the government alike. Adiru Gloria, a community-based facilitator of Hexapa, a peace-building organization, employed a tactful strategy in order to create harmony. They anticipated violence, something they wanted and still committed to averting.
We want to create a peaceful atmosphere for two communities where everyone contributes to peace process. That's why we only want to work with group that consists of both host and refugees.
As soon as conflicts flared, they quickly reduced to minor and spontaneous incidents that are blamed on notorious youth groups within the hosting and refugee communities. Refugee youth leader Taban Richard says his efforts and the efforts of his counterparts helped forge relative harmony between the two communities.
The conflict cases have greatly reduced, maybe because of the friendship we have created with our hosts, which I hope will continue to improve.
There are still some isolated reports of refugee women being harassed when they leave their camps, especially by the so-called notorious groups of youths within the hosting communities. Host community members of this Africa's largest refugee camp inherited the natural resources plus the land here from their ancestors. Hence, members of the host communities feel they have more rights over the resources than refugees. After countless dialogues between the two communities, seemingly long-lasting solutions to the fundamental problems were found. For example, energy-saving stoves were supplied to some refugees as an alternative energy source for making their hot meals, and violence is nearly unheard of nowadays. These are youngsters from both neighbor communities playing drop-dead dice game against themselves. And right now here, one can hardly tell whom refugees or members of the host communities are. But one thing remains, according to Ali Agobiga, a host community member. He insists the current friendly relationship between the two communities is being poisoned by the fact that some few families on either sides are not considerate.
Some refugees and even host communities members tend to leave their animals to destroy crops of others. And even some people naturally have bad attitudes towards others. To me, this is not really something to worry about.
Mostly carried out by community-based organizations with individuals from both sides, dialogues are still ongoing in order to de-escalate any conflicts at every level. Such conflicts are not just between refugees and hosts. No, it changed the dynamics. Conflicts are between herders and crop growers, rather.